Hello and welcome to Banter and Chill with your host, Inni Baby.
Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Banter and Chill podcast with your newly turned redhead host, Inni Baby. So as always, you know the drill. I want to say a big welcome and I want to say a big thank you for old listeners, for the people who come back to listen to every new episode. I genuinely appreciate it. Now for the people who are new, the new listeners, you're highly welcome. You're definitely going to enjoy this episode. If you don't enjoy it, then you're not listening to Banter and Chill podcast. Now as always, I have a new guest with me here. My guest, please introduce yourself.
Hello everybody, my name is Hope Monday and it's nice to be here.
Who are you, Hope?
Oh, I'm an artist.
I don't know why I have a thing for artists. One of my Inni was an artist. Hope now is an artist as well. Anyways, on today's episode of the podcast, we're going to be talking about friendships, but mostly adult friendships. Because let's not lie, let's not steal. Let's tell ourselves the truth. The moment you grow up like this is like friendships is like one of the hardest things to hack. So we're going to talk about adult friendships, how difficult they are, how you can cultivate new friendships and maintain the old ones you already have. Now before we dive into it, I want to say that the podcast is going to celebrate its 1 year anniversary in July. So I don't have any idea for what we're going to do. So if you're listening to this, this is a cry for help. If you have any idea on how we can make it, you know, buzz, we can make a buzz about it, please definitely let us know. But that being said, let's dive into the episode. Okay, welcome back guys. So as I said, on this episode of the podcast, we're going to be talking about adult friendships, and we're going to agree here and now that all of us at one point or the other we have struggled with adult friendships. So we're going to talk about some of the problems you will face, some of the things that are even causing the problems you will face, especially with adult friendships. We're going to discuss, you know, tips on how to do it. It might not work for you. I mean, it's not one size fits all. It's not cast in stone. But we're going to talk about tips on how to make new friends, how to cope with the changes, and how to keep up with your old friends. So that's basically what we're going to talk about today. So I'm going to let Hope break the ice by telling us your oldest friend. How long have you known the person?
Oh, okay, my oldest friend. I've known him for close to 20 years. So that's how old.
Tell us how old you are. So I've known somebody for 20 years.
How old I am?
It's only my father that knows me for 20 years.
Okay, I'm 29. So I knew him, I said close to 20 years, not 20 years, I'm 29. Yeah, I'm surprised I'm 29. Okay. So yes, I met him, I would say 15 to 20 years, not 20 years.
Not 20 years.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. Because I met him when I was like 13, 14. So.
Wow.
Yes. So that should be like 16.
Where how did people meet when I was 13, 14? Anyways, so you met this person in school?
Yes, definitely in school.
You met the person in school. The thing is, I'm trying to make a pattern. Most of your friends, as you grow older, you find that most of your friends, you've already made them. You've already met them. You meet them either in uni or in secondary school. Yeah. So when you now leave those structured environments and you enter into like labor market, or you fully become an adult after your first degree and secondary school and primary and nursery, you find out that it's actually harder to maintain these friendships that you've made all this while. Yeah. And it's even difficult to even make new friends. Even if you make new friends, because you don't even have to maintain the old ones, it's kind of like futile to even go out and make new friends. But
true.
Just random question, what do you think are some of the benefits of like having friends? Because some people want to say, do I really need friends? You do, and Hope will tell you why you need friends.
Okay, like we have said earlier that everybody like nobody's an island, and we are codependent. So right from when you were little, you existed in a family, you had people around you, your parents, your siblings if you had any, and then when you now go into school, you have to form a small circle within your peers. So at every point in time, you would need people to be around, like you need to be around people and people to be around you too. So there's always a need for companionship till you're done with life. At all phases, you always have somebody or people. So I feel it's a necessity that you have friends.
Friends, yeah.
Yes, because you don't want to go through life alone. Mm-hmm. Yes, living alone. It will be odd. It will not be human-like. It will seem like you are a different species of person.
Even devil Gangan self, he gets demons and other entities that they keep on company.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not possible for one man to be an island.
Yeah.
Actually, because as is we are social beings. Yeah. Fun fact, this is actually like our third take of this scene. Anyways, as I said before, we're actually social beings. So having friends can help, you know, reduce loneliness and isolation for you as a person.
Yeah.
Your friends can also provide emotional support. Mm-hmm. And especially at times, so maybe you're going through something, you're struggling to, you know, get your feelings together or get yourself together, your friends can be your backbone, basically. Friends can also bring about personal growth and development.
Yes.
Your friends can, they can call you in places that, oh, do you know somebody that does this? I know Hope used to do it. So they'll plug you in for like gigs and everything. So friends are, you know, useful for that as well, and they're good for that as well. Last but not the least, stress reduction. Friends can reduce your stress because if you sit down, you are gisting, maybe on a cool evening, just sit down with your friend, they gist, they laugh. You see that it look like you don't have a problem in this life because your blood pressure is low. You're not even thinking about the work that you're supposed to do because in that moment, you're happy and you're at peace. But as I said, when I personally left school, one of the things that I noticed that made it really difficult to keep up with my friends. Because honestly, if you had even told me or my friends that if we leave school, space go begin enter, go begin.
You doubt it.
I even have a friend that me and my closest babe, we're even planning to come to Lagos together, serve together, get a place together. Like I even dreamed that me and she rented a place together, and it was all cute, and it was all. Look, if the same person tell me, I was like, you did lie. But I noticed that time, it felt like I did not have time because I was doing so much as an adult. You they try to work, I they go CDS. It was like I was doing so many things, so I didn't have time to like give to the friendship. But that's like one. When like you notice that you and your friends start drifting apart after like secondary school and uni, what were some of the things that caused it?
Okay, like what I remember was that when my friend and I we left secondary school and he got into the tertiary institution, even though we were going to the same school, he was in another another arm of the school, because the school now had two arms. So I was in the annex and he was in the main camp. And he now, of course, he's studying a different course. So this means his social circle is now different from ours. So he now has to make new friends other than, and me too, in my department, I will now have to have friends that are different from his. So now we have broken out of our circles. We are now forming
different
other circles.
Okay,
so that way you are servicing new friendships, you are servicing old friendships.
Yeah.
So the time you have will be shared within all these friends.
True.
So I noticed that, okay, this was happening and I wasn't really talking with him the way we used to talk with when it was just us and
both
the, yes. So we had to actually address it. We had to actually talk about it and be like, okay, I cannot just stand from far and keep looking and see it happening.
Yeah.
So I said, oh, I noticed that you now have new friends. What's up? And these guys, you're very close friends now.
You did not have new friends.
I had new friends and we noticed that. So it was like, this is what's happening. Oh, we are all this, but let's just try to talk more. So we made a plan. Like we just try to talk more because that was all you needed. Communication.
Lack of communication. Lack of communication. Anyways, so I have some more things that could actually cause friendships to drift apart. Now I have said time constraints. He has said shifting priorities and interests, basically. So you have something else you're focusing on. Let's say two friends now finish serving in the same state. They finish from camp, they mess in camp, finish from camp, they now go to the state to start serving. They've now posted you to this company to work. The other person is still trying to run around doing their own. Already interests and priorities have shifted. Me, I'm already trying to focus on keeping up with Lagos traffic and getting to my office every time. So all of those things can put a strain on friendships that you've already spent time building. And then physical distance.
Yes.
That's one of the biggest things. Even familiar relationship, like your cousin that you used to talk to growing up, or even family members like that are close, like siblings, mother and father. Physical distance can put a lot of strain on the relationship. Because one person is in Cotonou, one person is in Kapancha, one person is in Lagos, one person is in Bayelsa. What are you doing in Bayelsa? Physical distance can also put a lot of strain on relationships.
Let me come in with that physical distance. So there's this saying that we used to hear when we were younger. We say absence makes the heart grow fonder. But I have come to realize that it is the opposite. Like, once somebody is out of sight, there's actually a saying to out of sight, out of mind. So once somebody is out of sight, there is a kind of how do I put it? Like, you don't feel,
there's no pressure.
Yeah, you don't feel any pressure to keep it going. You just relax and let what happen. Like, que sera, sera. If this happens, it happens. It's Lagos is a thing. Like, it's troubling to me in Lagos that people can be in the same place and not get to meet.
Do not see.
And it is very strange. Like, you have to consciously make an effort to see somebody in Lagos. Like, you have to try and beat all the odds. So that's that. Physical space is a physical problem. Like, it's so much a strain in relationships. Like,
yes,
friendships at the basic level, distance. Yes,
ordinary me that I'm here, somebody I know is probably in Ikorodu. Mm-hmm. It will be hard because number one, your work schedules might not even clash at any point. And then whenever people make plans, and that's one thing I noticed about adulthood. Mm-hmm. You would think, okay, it's one thing coming after the other. It's not though. It's multiple things happening at once. So you make plans to this person that, okay, since this time of the year is coming, maybe we can plan. Voila, something will happen.
Yes.
The office will say, oh no, we want to do this.
Exactly.
Or maybe somebody's parents fall sick. And growing up and doing friendship, you understand that you have to be flexible. Like, you just have to open your mind. You cannot be closed and say you're getting angry at everything. People can make plans and the day before something will come up, they will have to cancel on you, or even you have to cancel on a person. You have to have an abundance of understanding. But they understand, they go. Just they understand. But now I also want to introduce the issue of, like, making new friends as an adult.
Yeah.
Like, was it easy for you? Since, let's say, okay, after you and this your best friend, you could now talk it out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you have other friends that you made, like, after him.
Yes.
Was it easy for you?
Of course, it's not easy to make friends, because the reason why I think so is that, is my own opinion though.
Yeah.
That when we are younger, we are placed in circles automatically. Like, when you're younger, you have to go to school.
Yes.
And when you have to go to school, you have to make friends, because you cannot be in a class of 40 students and not be friends to two or three people.
Some people do like that.
Yes, but the people that they naturally are very friendly, so they go into a space and they are friends with all 40 of them. But the people that will just pick one person and become friends with them. So you find out that when you're younger, you have to be in these circles, schools, church, community.
Yes.
But as you grow older, nobody forces you to do anything.
Nobody forces you, so it's not in your hands.
In Pidgin, now you go carry yourself, come out. Say, okay, I won't go here. So I think it's not so easy to make friends now, because the churches are so much, and you have to personally outline what is important to you. And if someone does not really fit into your values, or what are your criteria for friendship. Then you won't even need to reach them, because you have an abundance of old friends. So why do you need to make new friends? So it has to be something, it has to have a goal. Like, there must be something that drives you to make a new friend. So it is more difficult to make friends as you go older. That's actually
very true, because you notice that there is no, at least with these people that you just mentioned, people from church, school, there are shared experiences.
Yes, yes.
So there are things that you people actually bonded over and came together over. But as you grow older, you now have maybe things you want to do with your life.
Yeah.
So your life is a bit more focused pressing, on something. Yes. So if anybody that should come and they are deviating from the original plan,
exactly,
you will not even have time and patience to even, like, because my priorities are different from yours.
Yeah.
And then sometimes, if you even try to make friendships, you now calculate that this person that I just met yesterday, that we are trying to be friends, the person is living in Ikorodu. My own friend has already in Ikorodu before.
Yes.
I have not made that time to see that one. Is it not this new person that will now have time to even do this friendship with? So people just, that can really affect people making friendships. Here I have fear of rejection and vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that nobody prepares you for is how tough it can be to open up to new friends.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you feel like this old person already knows me. And because the relationship is not, maybe the friendship is not working again, you now have to open up yourself.
Yes.
So new people. So some people just blame more.
Yes, yes, yes.
Make her lock everything inside.
Yes, yes. About that. Sorry. You know, when you were little, you grew up with people. Like, you spent 6 years in primary and secondary school. 6 years of your life. You spent, as in six years each. So there are people that you spend most of your time in school. So these were people that you grew up with,
yeah.
And they noticed you, and they noticed you grow. There was no forming. They saw you when you were not fine. They saw you when you were fine. They saw you when you had when you were sick. They knew your parents. They knew the house where you come out.
They know the embarrassing things.
So they knew all these things, and there's no need for you to try to wind them. Yes, yeah, yeah. They know you. So it wasn't. They knew it all, and it's easier to relate with them. But then when you have to meet new persons, you now have to think about, okay, I'm going to have to tell this person who I really am.
May I know you? What's your favorite color?
So, and the longer you grow, the more experiences you pack. And you're not going to have to come and unpack this in front of somebody new. So it's a whole new challenge. You may just say, okay, you know what? I'm not going to pursue this. Let me just put it off.
Another thing that can cause problems in actually making solid friendships as you grow is actually social media and online communication.
Yeah.
On one hand, it makes people accessible. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, I've noticed that because online, you can be, you know,
anybody
you
I've
seen some people that they're really chatty.
Yes.
They are funny when you are chatting with them, and then when you meet them,
physically,
like,
they can't say.
But where the vibes? The vibes don't last.
Yeah.
I mean, you live on 4 hours. So people can be different online, mm-hmm. number one. And people feel they need to, like, you don't actually know somebody if all you people are doing is maybe just chatting, even calling safe.
Yeah.
That's why I know there's this thing they say, but this is about relationship people that, oh, before you get married, try and cohabit for like a couple of days or months or something, so that you know who you are with. Ganga. Now the people that you grew up with, probably they've come to your house to visit you before,
yeah.
Or you know, since you were in school, they used to get to see you a lot, as opposed to somebody that you met online who are maybe friends from maybe social media or something. There's a kind of, what's the word? I'm forgetting the word. Is it superficial? It's kind of like superficial because you don't know them that much.
Yes.
So while social media is good, it makes the old friends accessible. It can be a problem with the new friends because man no man belly. And because people are talking like over phone, you might not even be comfortable enough to want to like reveal yourself to this person. Now, did you struggle to cope with transitioning in friendships? Because as you grow older, you learn that friendship not be play. And because it's not like before that when you were small, even if don't worry, we'll go out later and say, oh, my mommy said I should not go out again. No, it's fine, no problem. Your mommy that said it, no problem. Nah, as you're old, there's no mommy stopping anybody. So in other friendships, you have to show up, you have to communicate, you have to apologize. Like, it's kind of like actual relationships and marriages.
Yes.
It takes a lot of work.
Yes.
So do you struggle like getting to that point, or it just came easy for you?
I would say everybody is struggling at friendships. Everybody is struggling because there are so many things, so many aspects that needs to be serviced in friendships, especially adult friendships. You know, when we were little, it's easier for you to hurt somebody and then the next day you see them in school and you apologize, and you guys move on and laugh about it.
And the
amazing thing about child friendship is that you forgive and you don't even carry any baggage. You just forgive and you move on. It was all about the play. But right now, I notice that even when somebody forgives you, they still carry a notion of grudge. Like, they still hold on to that grudge that even though this person hurt me, like, we become so emotionally attached to our friendships now.
Yes,
so you mind what you say to your friends. Like, even though on a normal level, you don't actually, if you hurt them so much and you do it again, they will now have a reason to like segregate you from their lives. And and some people will do it so normally that you won't even know. You just notice that after a while you guys don't talk so well like you did before. But when we were little, this wasn't an issue because I will see you in school next time. So we'll still play, and after we have played, we'll be friends. I had a friend that every time we fought and we'll make up for it. Like, it was just like that, and now we are very cool friends. We are so close that it bothers me. So I feel like with this adulthood, like, everybody is constantly struggling because there are things you have to do to keep your relationships going, or your friendship. If you just let it be, it will stifle and it will just die. Yes.
To spoil. And then another thing that they don't tell you as you grow, your friends watch you grow and you watch them grow.
Yeah.
Is that they are becoming different people.
Yes.
Before you are no longer children, you are now becoming your own people, independent, thought independent idea. So somebody that you know that I grew up with, this person is soft, calm. They don't talk. I'm even the loud one when we're small. You will grow up and you are now the quieter one. This person is now the louder person. You now have to cope with the fact that, okay, your friends, they are constantly changing before you.
Yeah.
So while you know the person, okay, I know hope, you have to now cope with these changes. There are friendships are kind of like relationships, like I said. There are times when this person will even give you only 20% of time, of patience, of everything. You have to give 80%. There are times when you give 80% and then the person will have to complete. I mean, there are times when you give 20%, the person will have to complete the rest, the remaining 80%. Okay, so now let's move on to like forming new friendships. Some people are terrible at it, let's not lie. So put us on some game. If people want to, like, okay, let's agree to disagree that some of your old friendships, not all of your friendships, it's normal, it's actually very normal to outgrow friends, and it's not very necessary to replace every single friend you lose. But definitely people are not, like, as you said, we are social beings. So in the event that, okay, I've outgrown these past friends, or I'm in a new environment now and I need to connect to new people, where should I start from?
I think
you have 20 years of experience.
Nobody's a perfect person in friendships. I mean, I will not say so. I read in this book by Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People. So he was saying that, I've read the quotes many times too over. They say, he who wants to make a friend must first show himself friendly.
Okay.
So you don't just walk up to somebody and start saying all manner of things and hope that the person will be your friend. You must emit the character of a friend.
Yeah.
You can just start by introducing yourself.
Yeah.
This is who I am, and hi, what's your name? And the person gets to say a little about his or herself.
Yeah.
That's where you're on level ground. You don't just go saying all manner of things about yourself, trying to impress somebody. Nobody's out there to be impressed by you and your person.
Whoever you are.
Yeah. So you just present yourself nice. I'm this and this and this and this. What about you? Then from there, and first impressions are very important, because from there, someone can know if he or she wants to continue talking with you.
Yeah, I think earlier when I can't remember what part we're talking about, that you're like, as we grow, that, you know, priorities change. So you don't just make friends anyhow.
Yeah.
Like, if you have to have a reason. Maybe if you're in work setting and you're making friends with this person. Okay, yes. Maybe this person is the current manager, so you want to learn one or two.
Yeah.
Or like you said, you don't, maybe you enjoy going out and traveling, and you met this person that travels a lot too, so you guys now be like travel buddies. Yes. As you grow older, I've noticed, you know, like when you're small, and small people come and meet you and talk to you in class, bam, friendship don't start. As you grow older, yeah, your friendships have to have like a reason or sense of purpose, or else you wear yourself out.
Yeah.
That's why they say everybody cannot be your friend.
Yes.
Everybody, maybe they are like people you know or they are acquaintances, but you need like solid friends. And as you grow older, it's important that you and your friends are in sync. You know how they say, show me your friends and I'll tell you who you are.
Yes.
You cannot be somebody that is very, okay, maybe you're somebody who is indoors a lot and you want to start going out.
Yeah.
You know, intentionally befriend people who go out a lot. We understand that one. But in a case where the people you're friends with, you don't even share values with them, like maybe you are from a Christian home, you don't do, maybe Yahoo, your friends are Yahoo boys, and you say you don't like Yahoo.
Yeah, it does not.
It doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make
like
sense, right?
Something should be connecting you and your friends.
Yes.
Yeah. As you grow older, please make friendships with purpose.
Yeah.
Well, I also want to like explore the role of social media in modern friendships. Now, I think my focus will be on, our focus should be on the potential impact on like in-person interactions, because there's an entire generation that is being raised on social media right now, that is being raised on handheld devices and portable devices. And even right now, you know, when we're growing up, there's this thing they used to say about boys who were quote-unquote nerd or geek guys, that they don't have game, they don't know how to talk because they are shy, because they don't know how to, because they always spending all their time in front of screen and all that. Now that's one example of how always maybe hiding behind a phone or a laptop can affect like you in person when you're not trying to make friends in person. But beyond that particular example, like let's get into it. How exactly can like social media and its how can social media even impact like the ability to now make friends in person?
Okay, so because of the world we are living in today, everybody's connected online.
Like,
at some point you need to connect to people socially.
Yeah.
And there are different medias. So whatever, there are medias to appeal to your taste.
Yeah.
So I know that I made some friends on social media. who have become lifetime friends and lifelong friends. So I don't feel like it replaces the need for
actual human interaction. Yeah.
Because there are some limits that social media has.
Yeah.
And even though social media poses some influence over us, because right now people are going out to live their lives the way they see life on social media. Yes, they're going out to copy what is out there. And whereas people only put their best selves online.
Online, yeah.
Yes, you don't see people putting on their scrappy looks.
Maybe people are posting their friendship vlog. Oh, me and my friend are going out on a date today, or join us as we go to the movies. They will not post when they were fighting or having issues in their friendships.
Yes. Yeah. So there's a bridge, and we cannot really try. We will not have people trying to live their lives the way they are living on the social medias. So it is best to have people that you know that down to earth, this is who you are as a person.
Yeah.
And even though right now it's not really everybody has this kind of lives. Like they have two different lives where online. Yeah. People know you for a particular thing, or you are a particular person online.
Those are, I know Hope from Twitter or Hope from Instagram. I like
And then people now tend to judge this person that you are online. They think that this is who you are.
Yeah.
So, but these are two different people, and I feel like we should be able to reconcile both persons.
Yeah.
That we put ourselves out there, but not at the detriment of who we truly are.
Yeah.
So like you mentioned that there are geeks, looking at your
nerds
that could really do well on.
They are better online. People are better chatting. Then you meet the person and
they don't really have much to
interact with people.
So and the more they keep interacting with on the online platforms, you see that they lack in the physical aspect.
Yes.
So it's important that we encourage people to always step out of your comfort zones.
Yeah.
Me, I'm an introvert, but sometimes
I'll just
go out a little. Those are very rare times, but I do go out. And you have circles. There's always a circle for everybody. There are people that have your kind of values. So there are also introverts like you too, who you can also form interactions with.
Yes.
So I would think having normal human conversations beats having social media conversations. Like it should be there, yes. But it should not really overrule your normal interactions as a human being.
Yeah.
Because in the end, there's only so much the social media people can do for you. Like they cannot really come to your aid so much.
They don't know you.
Yes. People have to know people at face values. Like even in business itself, I will not recommend someone that I don't know, or someone that hasn't worked for me, or someone that I haven't benefited from.
People follow each other on Twitter.
Yes.
They don't recommend the person because we follow each other on Twitter.
So it's rare, but it happens though. It's not like it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But I would rather recommend my friend that I know he does this thing, to somebody than someone I met online who I've not really gotten to meet. So, like I remember back then, I had to go and meet the people that I met online. But after we conversed for a while, I said, okay, let's meet physically so I can be able to know where this can take us. Or I'll be able to know what to do with this, because you see that sometimes you even get to develop feelings for people that are online and these people are just there. It's so strange. So they are human beings too, and I'd rather at some stage, if you are conversing with someone that is online or talking to people that are online, there are limits to it. And if you need it to get from one place to another place, then it must be a connection. Yes.
The face-to-face interaction.
Yeah.
Yeah, so as I said, and I think I said it a while back too, friendships online on social media, it can be a bit superficial because they are talking to an idea of you.
Yes.
In real life, if you bump into somebody or you're talking to somebody, maybe you're out and then somebody should notice that you're jovial and you're the one cracking jokes and your friends are laughing. That's their first impression. Oh, this is a very funny person.
Yeah.
But on social media, there is barely any impression to even pick up. You just see, oh, this person's pictures are fine. Oh, this person has plenty of followers.
Yes.
It can be a bit superficial because they see a well-curated version of you.
Yes.
And the thing is, social media, there's this, how do I explain it? There's no boundary.
Yes.
So somebody even said this thing before, that back then, probably in the days of our parents, you will go out and come back and then listen to anybody who needed to reach you on telephone.
Yeah.
But now, because you can access people, I can even stay and go and tag Elon Musk on my tweets. It used to make people very bold. You think that, oh, you know this celebrity to the core, you know this person to the core, solely because the person is accessible.
Yes.
And it's teaching like a lack of boundaries, because somebody's normally if you, let's say you want to visit somebody's house, you cannot visit somebody's house by like 11 p.m. in the night when there's no emergency.
Mm-hmm.
But people will text random people or call random people by like 11 when you could have anything that is warranting that kind of call. You're calling somebody by 11 p.m. or you're texting somebody by 11 p.m. when mm-hmm. people do not, there's nothing bringing it up.
Yeah.
So I think social media also like it pushes this. People don't really
invasion
understand.
Invasion of privacy.
Yeah, invasion of privacy. They don't really understand boundaries anymore. So having like in friends in person who actually teach you that. Let me even use another example. Let's say you're in the hostel now. You learn that okay, my own, this person, this person. So you know that you cannot just touch their stuff or use their thing without necessarily saying hi, can I use this or can I make use of that? Or okay, call the person like you're not around and I need this quickly. Can I take it from your wardrobe? Mm-hmm. Social media online, they know they do that one. Like they because there is no boundaries, you can just invade anybody's space online and I think it really impacts how the people behave in person. Have you met anybody like that? They are like internet.
Yeah.
Like when they come, the things they will say are probably the buzzwords are trending.
Yes.
And
yes.
Slangs are trending. That's the whole thing in their conversation. You just know that this person learned how to communicate and relate to people on social media, not go out of your house.
Yeah.
Always, so when you are talking, you say, purr, it's a vibe for me. Talk like a normal human being. What's your problem?
Yes. So like there's no soul to the conversation.
Yes, because you're just throwing around
those kind of
have been popular on the internet. Anyways, now we're going to close. We're almost at the end of the episode. So we're going to close with like tips for maintaining friendships. Whether it's old one, whether it's new one, when you make them, what and what can you do? As an adult now who is struggling, me, I will not lie, I struggled. I'm still struggling with friendships. Like at the point I was overwhelmed with everything. I just said, who wants to go, who wants to stay? And me too, I was in my head, I was like, Omo, because I know that I'm the one withdrawing anything I see, I'll take it like that. But as I said, continuous growth process, learning process, you learn that friendships require the effort you put in. Your friends are not really your family. It's family that will stay with you through thick and thin. It's family that even if you do something bad, they will still, you know how when we're younger, the worst thing a girl could do was get pregnant as a teenager.
Yeah.
It's your family, you get pregnant, your family will still accept you. So they have that responsibility to you. But friendship is different. The responsibility has to be, you have to build it. Yeah, like trust and all of that. It has to be built brick by brick. So if you just stay, and because it can be tough when you finally become an adult, nobody prepares you for all this. So because it can be tough, you might say, okay, let me just, you go just stay, you don't go and put in any effort. Now like, you need to put in effort too.
Yeah.
So if you want to maintain your friendships like this, I think one thing that I've taken note of, regular communication.
Yes, communication.
Reach out to the person, check up on the person. And as you're reaching out, it's not always about you. It's not, you don't reach out. Some people are nasty friends because maybe they reach out when maybe they have problem or they have something they need somebody to. You need emotional support from somebody, but you're never another person's emotional support. I think that's you're being a very nasty friend because whenever I reach out to people, you always have this thing you need help with or you have that thing you need help with. You are never asking them, okay, how are you? Do you need my help with anything? Can I do anything for you? No. Once conversation starts like this, when you even call the person on phone. For the whole 2 hours people talk, it's about you, the things that is going on with you, what is happening in your life, what new problem you are facing. And there are people like that. I used to even say that, me too, I'm like that. Anytime you call me, there's one new thing happening. Like I don't used to catch a break. There's always something new going on. So if you don't watch it, if you're not careful, you'll find that you have consumed the entire space in the friendship. You're not even giving space for the other person to even be
feel wanted
or be needed in that relationship, or even feel valued. It's always about you. We're talking about you. It's always your problem. So actually, when you communicate, listen to the person's self. Pick up on non-verbal cues. You're talking to somebody, the voice is low. Don't think it's a call for you to now be the one that is louder. Sometimes ask, I was young with you, so that your voice is not sounding, you're not sounding strong. What's going on? Person can say, oh, small headache, they worry me, sure. You know that, okay, because this person has a headache, maybe I should let them go and sleep on time. They are terrible picking up non-verbal cues. Even if the person show you that they are uncomfortable, like they even do face, like say maybe belly, they pain them, they will still say what they want to say.
Yes.
See, they are done with talking. And then at the end, they will not even ask you, are you okay? No, just when they are done talking, that's what they've discarded you. So, number one, regular communication, active listening, be very present. But do you know like any other tips for like maintaining friendships?
Yes, I would say everything that you have actually mentioned.
Yeah.
It has to be a give and take.
Definitely.
So once you give something, you expect to get something from it. So if I'm talking to you and the whole 30-minute conversation we had, I talked 15 minutes and you talked 15 minutes, I consider it a balanced conversation.
Balanced.
Yes. And so, okay, on your birthdays, if I can be able to do something little, if I do it for you, you realize, okay, this person did this for me. And then if you do it for me too, I'll realize this person did it. So it's a fine, beautiful world. But sometimes, like you said, non-verbal cues, like friendship, you have to really be observant of who your friends are and to give to them what they need and when they need it.
Yeah.
It's not just about talking all the time. Like, there are times where you just need to be there for the person. Yeah, so just being with your friends. Like with my friend, I can just chill with him and we will not say anything. And for like the whole time we'll be comfortable. We'll just stand there like, okay, I have to leave. I said, okay, no, and then we just
it's
walk out.
Just enough that you're there.
And it should be accommodating. Everybody's different.
Yes.
So you may not even get to meet somebody that gives you back that thing that you're giving them. Yes.
Yeah.
But these people have very good intentions at heart.
Yes.
So you should be able to listen to them and know what they are like and know who they are and know how to best be a friend to them. So there are people that all their life they want to just tell you how their issues are or how whatever they're going through. But I think you should voice out your opinions too.
Yes.
Like you should get to talk about your yourself.
Own,
yes, you should tell, okay, guy,
you don't talk about this too much. Make I talk.
Because if you don't actually set this right, they'll keep going and they'll keep going and keep going. So like everything in life, you have to give to something. You have to actually give. You have to actually sow into that friendship. It must be, it may be a gift. It may be your conversation. It may be a thank you text. It may be an I appreciate you text. It may be a call. Guy, I just want to check up on you. How you day? Where you day? How far we go? Feel link up for weekend. They have to be things that you have to give it sacrificially. You have to do things.
Deliberate.
Yes, deliberate things.
Intentional.
Yes. So at every relationship we have, you notice that you have come a long way because at certain times you went through things together. You gave to it. You guys kept talking. Nobody will be friends with you if you just desert them and let them out in the cold, or when they needed you, you didn't show.
Uh-huh.
So that's basically how to show yourself a friend and be a friend.
Yeah, I still have some here, like be reliable and supportive. So I'll just run through them. Reliable and supportive. Let your friends rely on you.
Yeah.
The example I use, that one person is always needing something from the other friend, and then when your friend needs you, you are not there. You're not so, I'm busy with work, Jerry. Sorry, I'll call you back. Maybe when this person is going through something, maybe a mental breakdown, I'm busy with work, Jerry. I'll call you back. Blah, blah, blah. As much as your friends are reliable and they are supportive of you, you should be supportive of them and be reliable. No, when I say actively listen and be present, know what they are doing. Maybe you know that this is your friend. Maybe the person is into music. That's all you know. My friend is into music. There's a lot to music. The person could be a producer.
Yeah.
The person could be a director. The person could be a talent manager. The person could even be singing. Ganga could be an artist. But you don't know. You just say my friend is into music.
Yeah.
It's not like that. Be supportive. Actually know what your friends are involved in.
Yeah.
Like active interest. So the other day you mentioned that you were going to record something. So how far now?
Yeah.
That it will actually make them feel heard. That this person is listening.
Listen to what I said.
And person is concerned about what is going on with my life. Learn to resolve conflicts constructively.
Yes.
That's another problem. Conflicts in friendships can be tricky because as it's getting tougher and tougher to handle, you now start feeling like, I mean, make I just leave her. So friendships, as the thing is, as you grow older, you will master it. But in that whole formative stage that you are struggling with it, if you say, nah, just leave, and you find out when you grow, like, you don't have any friends left.
Yeah.
So friendships, conflicts in friendships at these early stages, it can be very tricky. So you cannot just say, oh, make her just look or make her leave. No, people need to sit down and talk.
Yes.
Like, no matter how hard it is, maybe this person lied about something very serious. Or maybe, oh, you know this case of, somebody wanted to go abroad, they did not tell their friend.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how bad it is, like, how painful it is, how strong or heavy you think the thing is, even if they say, okay, this is my friend, go keep person. Go and visit the person in prison and sit down and ask.
Actually talk about
what happened.
Yeah.
Like, I know somebody, like, if I call today, like, kill somebody, you know, go even want to say, you keep person. She goes, how you do am now? How did you end up? Like, so no matter what it is, have people that those your friends should be able to tell them, should sit down to them and talk. If they annoy you, and although I know people struggle with this because some people don't like problems, they don't like confrontation. So even if somebody is doing something they don't like, they always look the other way. They always look the other way. It can take a toll on your friendship. So learn to have difficult conversations in friendship. Yes. So, guy, you did this in the other day. I don't want to say anything, but you're doing it again. So maybe next time, try and do it like this. Small things like that can help save your friendship in the long run. Then he has already said it, be understanding and flexible. Adult friendships are tough. Like I said earlier, people can make plans, and a day before, plans fit scatter. In fact, on the day off, plans fit scatter. So be flexible, and then be accommodating to. Like I said, this person is changing. You are all individual person, so you are all growing and changing before your very eyes. So be accommodating. I don't even know what example to use at this point, but you might grow up and see that, okay, this person, when we were growing up, they wanted to be a lawyer. They were very serious in school. Clinical. As people are growing up now, they don't be tired for school. They don't tire for anything education. In fact, they barely pull through school self.
Yeah.
And you are seeing that this person probably went to settle for something that parents would deem unserious, like music, doing music or something like that. Be flexible and be accepting. Don't carry that your small picking mentality. I'm saying, at this point in my life now, me, I want to be very serious. This is my friend that is doing music. I want to cut them off. Yeah. All your friends will not be like you. All your friends will not be like you.
Yeah.
All your friends cannot be like you. They cannot do the thing you're doing or have interest in every single thing you have interest in. So be flexible. Accommodate the changes that will come, because both of you are two separate people trying to figure yourself out in life. Then last but not the least, celebrate your friends and share experiences. A thoughtful gift every once in a while, maybe even a random thank you text. Celebrate them on their birthdays. When they celebrate, don't be a jealous friend. It just even occurred to me. Some people are just your friends so they can have access to be seeing the wins and then continue being jealous of you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be a jealous friend. Celebrate your friends. Sometimes it can be painful because this person might have something that maybe both of you wanted and they guess it first. It's fine. That's how the world works. Your own is probably coming. Your own probably be bigger than the person's own. Even if your own should come and it's not bigger than the person's own, still celebrate your friends.
Yes.
Don't carry jealousy there. Celebrate your friends. Share experiences. I already said it that you should communicate, but one way of keeping your friends in the loop, so your friends always know what's going on about with you, is to share anything that happens. Oh, you're not going to believe what's going to happen for market today. I jammed this person for road. I applied for this job. You might be, honestly, friendship can be exhausting as you go. So you might think, okay, there's no need for her to know this thing, or there's no need for him to know this thing. There's actually every need. Those are the things that will form your conversation when people are talking on phone. That's why people want to catch up after a while and they don't have anything to talk about. Because there has been like months and weeks that people have not talked, and this person doesn't even know what's happening in your life. They don't know that this lady in your office is eyeing you, or that this man in your office is toasting you. So share experience. It could be the most random things, but just keep your friends in the loop. Just randomly gist them, tell them that, okay, this happened with me or that happened with me. And you too, as I'm saying, tell your friend. You too, if you are the friend, you self do it.
Yes.
Don't wait every time for them to come and do it with you. Yourself, try and do it too. Okay, that brings us to the end of this episode. I'm going to round up at this point. Hope, did you enjoy the conversation?
Yes, very well. It was very wise. Like, I enjoyed every part of it. And you said, you submit this friendship thing, you feel like, say, you know so much about the friendship.
I'm struggling with my own soul.
As in,
I've learned a lot. Because even till now, it's even now that I'm even trying to build it back. Mm. Because at the point, I was saying that stressed with life. I get overwhelmed quickly. So if I have to carry multiple things at once, I don't confuse. I don't roll for around and cry. So it's even now I'm trying to build it back. So I think it's an important conversation to have, so that maybe people my age, people that are even coming up, maybe all those people where they write Wayek and Neko now and writing Jam, they're not putting the same university. Well, two of us will go to Unilag and they laugh you. You will go to the University of Calabar, and this person will go to University in Bayelsa. So please learn a thing also from this video.
Yes.
Anyways, I did not say this in the beginning, but I'm going to say it now. If you're watching, if you're listening to this, please like the video, subscribe to our YouTube channel if you have not. If you're listening on platforms like AudioMac or Apple Podcasts, please share the episode for people. That's what you can do for me. Fun fact, it's even my birthday today as I'm recording this thing. So
happy birthday.
I want you to please share the episode to somebody, maybe like at least two or three people, so they can watch it too as the birthday gift for me. I think that brings us to the end of this episode. I don't think there's anything else I need to tell them all. So how do we say bye bye? Should we synchronize it? Like, bye. I am synchronizing with everybody. I don't need to change anything. Anyways, so should we say peace? Okay, anyways, that brings us to the end of this episode. Peace.
Bye.
Thank you.